Welcome back to Be Fearlessly Authentic. This is episode 2 in our new series, Holy and Whole. And we're super excited for this conversation today because it's one that most people like to steer clear from. We're talking about physical health, pursuing fitness, and this idea of being strong over skinny, because we know that taking care of our bodies is so crucial to not only our physical health, but our emotional, mental, and spiritual health. We got to sit down with a good friend, Cody Mooney, to talk about some really specific things like body dysmorphia disorder, what it looks like to view your body as a beautiful, amazing thing after becoming a mom and having a baby, and also just shaking off what culture expects of us and really seeing ourselves as God does. You don't want to miss this episode. Here it is. Well, hey friends, we're so excited to have this conversation today with one of my good friends, Cody Mooney. And Cody is an amazing woman, mom, wife, and she is also doing fitness instruction now through Beachbody. And it's super just inspiring, honestly, for me to see how she's committed to this, really this whole idea of being holy and whole. And that is what we're just continuing this conversation on this podcast. So we're excited, Cody, to have you today and just kind of talk about what this has looked like in your life, as a mom, as a wife, as a woman of God, how it has transformed you physically, mentally, emotionally, all of that, just as you have been an inspiration to us throughout this season of your life.
Wow. I am extremely honored. So you guys, thank you so much for having me. And I'm excited to kind of share, you know, about myself and about, you know, my journey with fitness and why I do what I do. So I'm pumped. I'm so pumped.
Love it.
So I got a quick question just to set the tone. Cody, have you always been a physical fitness person, or is this something that like you grew into? Like, tell us about 10, 12 year old Cody. Would she be like, yes, get me outside, I want to exercise? Or was she's like, please no?
Yeah, great question. Yeah. So a little bit about me. I am a tomboy at heart. I love all sports. You know, speaking of like 10 and 12 year old Cody, I wanted to be, you know, team captain of my kickball team at recess. You know what I mean? So I, it's kind of something that is just a part of me. I didn't really enjoy school. I enjoyed the social aspect and I enjoyed the sports. And I think there's a lot you can learn from that. And honestly, for me to be in some sort of athletic team allowed me to do better in school. So that's just a kind of how I rolled, and it's kind of just continued on in my life. I then got really passionate about basketball, and that became my thing in high school, and I loved it. Was very I at one point in time, I think I hit like all county in rebounding. I wasn't a great shot, but I could grab that ball and that would be mine, and I could make sure our teammates were taken care of. So but yeah, so I have always really enjoyed being outdoors. I loved fitness and everything about it. So yeah.
I always am glad to know that tall women play basketball. You know, the sport needs you.
That's for sure. I think when I was in high school, I had a crazy vertical jump. Like, I think they were kind of shocked at how high I could jump. And it just kind of like took off from there. But yeah, basketball is amazing. It's a very contact sport. It's aggressive. The gals are so aggressive, let me tell you, but it's a lot of fun. So but yeah, like I said, I love all sports, you know, no bias here.
I love that. Okay. So on the podcast right now for the next few weeks, we're talking about what it means to be holy and whole. Just kind of this pursuit, you know, we all want to do the right thing in life and be that perfect person and have that perfect body or whatever it is, but what does it really look like, in terms of our relationship to God And, you know, what does it look like to pursue that in a holy way, but really lean into the wholeness that we get when we just lean into God? So for you specifically, especially in this season of your life where you're really pursuing fitness, and also you do have a little 2-year-old, right? 2.5
she's,
almost.
Yeah, she's like 1.5. She's okay. Yeah. Although she's tall like me, so she does seem like she's already 2.
She's just running around trying to keep track of her. So what does it look like for you in this season or in your life to be and live holy and whole?
Yeah. So great question. And, you know, from your guys' last podcast, I know you kind of dive deep into what holy and whole means. And, you know, like y'all said, holy means being like set apart, living a life God has called you to, right? And so putting that more into like the wellness category, you know, we can go into Romans 12:1. And what does it say? It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, because this is your true act of worship, right? So we know being unhealthy is limiting. It's limiting in all aspects, you know, with our energy, with our relationships. And so if we maximize our health, we can then maximize our walk with God, right? And so, you know, kind of jumping more into that and give you a little bit more insight about me and who Cody is, you know, I have always struggled, and you guys probably don't even know this about me, but I have struggled with what's called BDD. And BDD is body dysmorphic disorder. It's a mental illness. And I actually sought counseling from this as well. And basically what it is, it's a mental illness involving obsessive focus on a perceived flaw in appearance. In fact, if you like look this up on your phone right now, so whoever's listening in, if you look up body dysmorphia or BDD, there's over 200,000 cases that are diagnosed every year. And that is just being diagnosed. That's not necessarily, you know, everyone who is being undiagnosed. So this is a major thing in today's world. And it can be minor. It could be something minor that person, men and women, are obsessing with. And they'll either get cosmetic procedures done, or in my case, what it led to is excessive exercise. That has definitely been something that I battle with, and I've overcome so much, but it's still something that I struggle with, you know, as far as a mental illness. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about helping people feel good physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, because I look at the wholeness aspect of, you know, fitness in itself. So, you know, going back to your question, I truly believe that without God, you can't be whole. So therefore you can't live holy, right? Does that make sense? You guys tell me.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, totally. And I just want to say thank you for showing up authentically and vulnerably. I did not know that about you. And it makes me even more thrilled to have this conversation with you, especially right now, as someone who works with teenagers and 20 somethings in the 21st century, where we have filters, like literally the cushion lip thing filter that everyone was doing this past week. But the reason that they're doing is because everyone is getting some form of plastic surgery. And, you know, 10 years ago, this was beginning to become a thing. When I was graduating from high school and college, like people get a nose job or a boob job as like their graduation gift. Now it's not even a gift. Now it's just like a regular thing. And so I am even more intrigued to talk with you about this and BDD. And like, what are your thoughts about social media and the culture that we're currently living in? As someone who has to battle this in a unique way because of the way that your brain is wired.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and just like we were saying, you know, today's world, when we hop on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, most every single photo either has a filter is either edited in some way. I think there's an app called Facetune or something like that, where people can download this app and they can drastically change their appearance. And, you know, I don't know if you guys and anyone who's listened in, just recently, there was a photo that came out of Khloe Kardashian. Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is this photo that came out of her. And if anyone doesn't know, it was a unfiltered photo. There was no editing. And it was just in kind of this natural lighting, and the social media folks just kind of attacked it in good ways and in bad ways. And it just became this thing on social media. And I know if you go on her social media, she actually wrote a little paragraph the next day. And one of the things she had said was, this is an example of how I've been conditioned to feel, that I am not beautiful enough just being me. And, you know, if you guys watch anything like Keeping Up with Kardashians, I mean, gosh, how many seasons do they have, right? And anything, you know, here they are in the limelight all the time. And they're so judged on every single thing in their life, and especially in how they look. And, you know, let's break it down. Like, this whole idea of having this perfect body type, this certain body image, has started long ago, right? Way long ago. I mean, let's break it down. Let's go to Adam and Eve. Okay. They sinned. And what did they immediately do? They got fig leaves and they covered themselves. How would they know, like, that they need to cover themselves, right? Like, think about that. And even when there was no standards, they felt insecure. And that just blows my mind. I know, blows my mind. And so this whole idea of, like, every single photo being filtered, and I'm not gonna lie, I love a good filter. Oh my goodness. If it has sparkles in it, even better. I'm a sparkle queen. But it's distorting this view of what, beauty is, or what in your life makes you feel good enough, or that you can't be happy unless you look like this. And I feel, and I'm like, my daughter is growing up in a world where she is going to be constantly judged for her looks. And it breaks my heart. And that's just kind of the world we live in. But once again, this has been around for years. All the different centuries, there's this type of beauty, and everyone's trying to be in that standard. And we know our standard and our identity lies with Christ. Am I right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling like I can't wear skinny jeans anymore, but that's all my closet is filled with.
Oh my gosh.
Man, that is so good. Cody, you are meant to be on podcasts. Let me just say that right now. Like, this is gold. And if you're listening, don't stop listening. Like, this is only going to get better. I'm ready for it. Man. So in this season, so you have a 1.5-year-old, and you guys had just recently moved to Arizona, new place, new town, COVID, like all this craziness. Can you tell us a little bit about this new journey into this fitness routine? Yes. And everything that you're doing, and why you chose it now, and kind of how it's been transforming you.
Yes, definitely. So just like what Stephanie said at the beginning of the podcast, is I am a part of Beachbody. I am a Beachbody coach. And, you know, gosh, I can remember 12 years ago, at least 12 years ago, doing P90X with my dad. Do you guys remember P90X?
Oh yeah.
I think at one point it was incorporated into my basketball team. Like, we had to do like ab ripper X, like before like, you know, our regular practices or something like that. So people don't realize that Beachbody has been around for such a long time, and it's kind of slowly evolving. In fact, I think they're about to get like their own bike, kind of like a Peloton bike, but anyway, all that being said is, I crave community. and going to the gym and having me time and meeting new people, I love it. I thrive off of it. Yes. I am that girl on the treadmill who will talk to you, even if you have headphones in. Yep, that is Cody Mooney. And so after having my daughter, and just, you know, just in general, even before COVID came around, you know, I just wanted to be safer, you know, cause I mean, the gym has a ton of germs. And so I'm like, okay, what can I do? Because I thoroughly enjoy working out. I enjoy working out with people. So what can I do? And finding out that we could possibly be moving, I'm like, okay, what can I do in my routine? Cause I knew I wanted this. And just going back with having body dysmorphia, right? Pregnancy was hard on me because my body is changing and I had no control of it. And especially nowadays, you go on social media, you see these moms who like have a baby and a week later, they're back to their pre-pregnancy weight and bod. And it's just so, it can be so unrealistic. But anyway, so I looked into Beachbody because I remembered about it. So I signed up with a free trial. And I immediately got connected with a community of mainly women from around the United States. And I just jumped in and I'm like, gosh, I love this. Because when it comes to anything with fitness and nutrition, you have to have accountability. You have to have community. You cannot do it on your own. I think that's why even scripture talks so much about the community, the aspect of church, you know, he knows that we're not supposed to walk with God alone. Like we need other people alongside us to help grow us and mature us. Right. And so I had someone reach out to me and say, you know, you should really look into coaching. You know, you love it. You do the workouts every day. You're passionate about the nutrition. I'm like, you know, okay, I'll give it a shot. And, I found a passion inside of me. That I didn't know was there. Especially now that I'm a stay-at-home mom, I love working. Like I'm naturally, like before Beachbody coaching, I was a veterinary technician and I absolutely loved it. And I'll forever probably go back to that field, but, Beachbody coaching has given me this, something that I can do from home that energizes me, that lifts my spirits, and it's my ministry field, y'all, like hardcore. So pretty much when the pandemic hit, everyone was looking to get in shape. Did you guys like this happen to you?
I tried to buy weights and I couldn't find them anywhere.
Everyone created an at-home gym. It was nuts. Yeah, that was totally a thing a year ago.
Yeah. And if you guys are listening in, you too were probably online trying to look for weights and they were extremely expensive. People literally started like selling their old crappy weights on Facebook Market because they're like, man, I can make bank, you know, with this. I think there was even gyms that went out of business and like just started selling their equipment because people were like, okay, I'm stuck at home. So now I need to be more disciplined in that aspect. You know, maybe I can do this from home now that I'm working from home, I have more opportunity maybe to work on my health and fitness and wellness. And it just exploded. And so with Beachbody, you know, that option of working out for home was just so easy. I mean, everything was right in front of you. It's like the Netflix of workout programs. I think there's like over 800 plus workouts, I think. Like it's crazy. So just be able to go home, click a button, but know that you're not doing this alone. I'm doing this with other people in my bod group. Like I'm literally, there is a mom who's sitting at home and she has such a rough day that she is needing some sort of outlet. And she knows I can log on to Beachbody and I can do a workout with somebody. And it can be 10 minutes. It can be 30 minutes. It can be more. And right there, an attitude change, you know? And even for people who struggle with nutrition, with weight, just knowing that it's just not about fitness. It's about community I think is why the company is so successful. Am I answering your question?
Yeah. I even love that you just said like, it's also about the community, but it's also like the attitude change, right? Like that goes in the mental health side of it, the emotional health and all of that, how connected that all is. And what a great time to get into that in the last year. So yeah, really cool.
Yeah, that perfectly encapsulated wholeness is it's not just your physical being, but it is your emotional being and spiritual being tied into the community as well. And so like the individual, but also the group. So good. Exactly. Okay. You touched on a little bit of being pregnant and body image there, but I'm just curious as a woman who, like, as you said, you've always kind of been into sports or whatever it is, of how your definition of strong, but also at how your body image has shifted through different seasons, but specifically now that you're a mom and you're a mom raising a little girl.
So when, especially, you know, like I said, struggling with, you know, BDD, you know, getting pregnant, I knew I'm like, okay, like mentally preparing myself that my body's going to change. And this is a good thing, you know, eating this food is good, you know, getting enough sleep is okay. You know, I don't need to be comparing myself to the rest of the world or this mom down the street and what she's doing. You know, my body's different. I'm a different person. And so, I just, like, you know, as I said earlier about being unhealthy is limiting, you know, I think getting pregnant, I knew it wasn't about me anymore. It was about my body and my baby. And it was, what can I do to make sure that I, you know, give this home to this baby, you know, that I can take care of it the best that I can.
All right. So here's the deal, friends. This is just the reality of life, and this podcast episode cut off so abruptly because, well, let's just say technology failed us, and our recording of our conversation with Cody cut off thanks to Zoom limits on the free account. It was such an amazing conversation, and we are just heartbroken over the fact that we don't have that for you today. But rest assured, we will bring Cody back. She doesn't know this yet, maybe, but we will definitely bring her back because what she has to share about the rest of this conversation just blew our minds and was so powerful. I believe that everyone really needs to hear it, but there are some very specific people out there who need to hear it. And I think that's why everything was against us. So sorry about that. That's really the best we can say at this point. But we hope that you enjoyed what you did get to hear. Follow us on Instagram because we're going to be sharing some nuggets of the whole conversation that we got to pull from what Cody shared with us. And like I said, we're going to definitely bring Cody back in the future on a future episode to share with you all of the things because, man, this conversation was so encouraging and inspiring and just something we all really need to hear. So I hope you enjoyed what you got to hear today. Be sure to follow us, subscribe if you haven't yet so you don't miss an episode. And we look forward to sharing more content with you.